At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're getting into something really interesting in immune health.
Yeah, it's on the docket.
It's called thymosin alpha-1. TATA1 for short.
Ah, yes. TATA1. That's definitely creating some buzz.
Exactly. And the interesting part is it's natural. Comes from our own thymus gland.
Right. Not some synthetic compound cooked up from scratch.
Yeah. So our mission today is really to explore the science, the research, what the side effects might look like.
And maybe touch on what some influential people are saying about it.
Absolutely. How it all fits into, you know, optimizing immune health and just overall well-being.
Sounds good. It's fascinating stuff looking at something our own body makes.
So let's start right there.
Yeah.
What exactly is thymosin alpha-1?
Okay. So it's a peptide hormone. Specifically, it has 28 amino acids, and it's naturally produced by the thymus gland.
The thymus gland. That's crucial for the immune system, especially when we're young, right?
Absolutely vital. Think of it as the immune system's training ground. It's where key immune cells, particularly T cells, learn their jobs.
And TATA1's role in that.
It's a key player. It helps with the maturation, the differentiation, and the activation of these T cells.
T cells. Those are the specialized fighters in our adaptive immune response. The ones that target specific germs or bad cells.
Precisely. They're critical. So TATA1 is essentially involved in making sure those specialized units are ready and effective.
So you could almost think of it as like a natural regulator for the immune system, fine-tuning things.
That's a great way to put it. A natural immune system regulator helping to orchestrate the body's defenses.
Okay, so let's talk about the research. What did the preclinical work show, you know, the lab and animal studies?
Well, that's where a lot of the initial excitement came from. These studies showed it can really enhance T cell function.
How does it do that?
It seems to increase the production of cytokines. These are signaling molecules, messengers, really,
okay. That
are essential for getting T cells activated and getting them to multiply, to proliferate.
Which you'd want if you're fighting an infection or maybe even cancer.
Exactly. Potentially boosting the immune response in those situations. But it's not just about boosting.
Right. You mentioned regulation. So it can also restore balance.
Yes. That's another key finding from the preclinical work. In conditions where the immune system is out of whack, maybe chronic infections, or even some autoimmune situations, TATA1 showed a capacity to help bring back a more balanced immune profile.
That's interesting. So it's not just stepping on the gas. It might also be applying the brakes sometimes.
It appears more nuanced. Yes. Helping to correct imbalances rather than just being a broad stimulant. There's also evidence suggesting it might improve how well vaccines work.
Oh, enhance vaccine efficacy. How'd that work?
The idea is it could potentially boost the immune system's response to the vaccine, maybe leading to stronger, longer-lasting protection.
Interesting. And I think I saw something about antiviral effects, too.
Correct. Direct antiviral effects against certain viruses were seen in lab settings and animal models. And finally, it also showed some ability to modulate inflammation in certain contexts.
Wow. So quite a range of potential actions. Enhancing T cells, restoring balance, helping vaccines, fighting viruses, maybe reducing inflammation.
Yeah, quite a portfolio. And all these findings really laid the groundwork for testing its potential in humans.
Okay, so let's move to that. The human clinical studies. What have they shown? Where has TATA1 been tested?
Right, the crucial step. Well, one area has been chronic hepatitis B and C.
Okay, those persistent viral liver infections.
Exactly. And in some studies, using TATA1 as an add-on therapy seemed to improve treatment response rates. Some patients even achieved viral clearance.
That's significant.
It is. Suggests it could help the body fight off these tough viruses. It's also been looked at in liver cancer, hepatocellular carcinoma.
Also liver related.
Yes. There, the research explored if combining TATA1 with other therapies could potentially improve survival or reduce the chances of the cancer coming back.
Any idea why the liver seems to pop up in these applications?
Well, the liver is heavily involved in immunity. It processes a lot, and it's a common site for viruses like hepatitis. So TATA1's immunomodulatory effects might be particularly relevant there, but it's not just the liver.
What else?
Sepsis. That's a huge, life-threatening overreaction of the immune system to infection.
Right, the inflammatory storm.
Exactly. So early signals suggested TATA1 might help modulate that overwhelming inflammation. It's also been examined in HIV infection.
To help immune function alongside the main drugs.
Precisely. to see if it could help improve immune function in people taking antiretroviral therapy. And then there's cancer immunotherapy.
Using the immune system to fight cancer.
Right. The thinking is Taekwon could potentially boost the T-cell response, making those immunotherapies work better.
And more recently, what about COVID-19?
Yes, inevitably it was looked at there too, given its effects on the immune system.
Any promising results?
Some findings, yes. They suggested potential benefits in certain patient groups, possibly reducing how severe the disease got, maybe even mortality rates, likely by helping to regulate that immune response to the virus.
So lots of areas being explored, but you'd say it's still evolving.
Definitely. It's crucial to understand these applications are still being researched, and whether it's appropriate really depends on the specific condition and the individual patient. It's not a one-size-fits-all solution.
Makes sense. Okay, with all this potential, we have to ask about the flip side. Side effects. What have the studies shown there?
That's actually one of the more reassuring aspects. Generally, in the clinical trials, Taekwon has been pretty well tolerated.
Meaning?
Meaning the side effects reported tend to be mild. The most common things are usually at the injection site.
Like redness or soreness?
Yeah, maybe some redness, a bit of swelling, mild pain. Pretty standard stuff for injections.
Anything else?
Some people report transient flu-like symptoms, you know, feeling tired, muscle aches, maybe a slight fever.
But that passes?
Usually, yes, especially at the start of treatment. And it typically resolves quickly. Serious problems directly caused by Taekwon seem to be rare in the studies so far.
That's good to hear. Is there a reason why it seems relatively safe?
Well, the likely reason is because it's something our body makes naturally. It's derived from a peptide that's already part of our immune regulation system.
So the body recognizes it.
Pretty much. But, and this is really important, even with a good safety profile, it absolutely must be used under the guidance of a qualified healthcare professional.
Right, for proper monitoring and making sure it's the right approach.
Exactly. Essential for safety and effectiveness.
Okay, let's shift gears slightly. Let's talk about how some influential voices might view Taekwon. What about someone like Andrew Huberman? He dives deep into biology and evidence.
Right. With Huberman, you'd expect the focus to be squarely on the data.
The clinical trial evidence.
Yes. He'd likely emphasize the quality of the studies, the specific conditions where Taekwon showed effects, and the underlying mechanisms, T-cell function, cytokine pathways, that sort of detail.
And probably stress the need for evidence-based approaches.
Absolutely. His takeaway would likely be about understanding the nuances of immune regulation and, crucially, consulting with medical experts.
Okay. What about Joe Rogan? His platform often explores health optimization, sometimes with personal stories.
Yeah, Rogan's show often blends expert interviews with anecdotal reports. Taekwon could come up in conversations about, say, boosting immunity or resilience.
More focused on the potential benefits.
Potentially, yes. You might hear about its perceived benefits for general immune health, maybe some personal accounts mixed with explanations from guests, less of a deep dive into specific trial data, perhaps.
And then there's Dr. Craig Conover. He works directly with peptide therapies.
Right. Dr. Conover is known for using peptides to optimize physiology, immunity included. So it's highly likely he discusses Taekwon.
From what angle?
Probably focusing on its practical applications, how it can be used strategically for things like chronic infections, maybe immune deficiencies, or as part of a larger therapy plan.
And he'd likely emphasize proper use too.
Oh, definitely. Things like sourcing, correct administration, and always, always under medical supervision. That's typically a strong theme in his work.
Okay, so pulling this all together then, thymosin alpha-1, it's a natural peptide, a key player from our own thymus gland.
Exactly, with some really significant immunomodulatory properties that are showing promise in research.
And its main actions seem to be enhancing T-cell function.
And helping to restore immune balance when things go awry.
Which could lead to better outcomes in some tough conditions, like chronic viral infections, maybe even some cancers.
That's the potential that's being actively investigated, yes.
And encouragingly, it seems generally well-tolerated with mostly mild side effects.
True, but the need for professional guidance can't be overstated.
Absolutely critical. So for you listening, as you think about your own health, it's interesting to consider the potential role these naturally derived peptides, like Taekwon, might play in supporting immune resilience.
It's a really dynamic field of research, constantly evolving.
Definitely. So if this deep dive sparked your interest, maybe look into it further, but more importantly, have those informed discussions with your healthcare provider about what makes sense for your individual needs.
Couldn't agree more.
Thanks for exploring thymosin alpha-1 with us today.